Yes, it is the Easter edition with the Block this Thursday, March 28. Steve Blocker Roach, good morning to you, champion. How are you?
Gentlemen, good morning to you. I am never felt better. I'm on fire. I'm ready to go.
Oh, geez.
What do you got for me?
Nothing. I was wondering what you might have for me in terms of...
opportunities.
Yes.
Well, there might be an opportunity knocking, but I don't know whether it'll be, it won't be a paid gig, it's going to be a love gig. To try and
I don't call that an opportunity.
Talk to Pup.
Well, Pup.
I'm away, I'm sorry. What month is it? Don't know, but I'm away.
It is an opportunity. And when I explain this to you, Pup,
I'm in.
I think you're going to get on board.
I'm in already.
I think we're thinking about doing a Tigers walk down Glover Street and Mary Street. And having a band there at Leichhardt Oval on a day off and have a sing-along and have all the fans there because they're trying to close my beloved Leichhardt. Mate, do they understand what it means to families and the fans? Have you ever walked down those streets before a game?
I heard you talk passionately, and Benny,
yes,
last night, Benny Elias, on NRL 360. And for someone that hasn't played a lot of football at Leichhardt,
I look at it from an outsider. But you do understand playing there, don't you?
Yeah, most definitely. It creates a great atmosphere, not for the opposition, but certainly the home team.
The home team, yeah.
Can you just explain to our listeners why you are so passionate about not moving away from one of the spiritual homes of the West Tigers?
Okay, let me just, and I've got to write things down now because I get too passionate about it and I lose my track and train of thought because I get a little bit angry. And I shouldn't. I'm old enough now to calm my nerves and do all that sort of stuff.
No, but I love you when you're passionate.
Let me tell you. Like, at the moment, it's the worst house on the best street. I'll ask you guys, have you ever been to a place that's in a position better than Leichhardt Oval in any sporting place you've ever been to? You think about it. It overlooks the harbour, right? Overlooks Des Moines and all that sort of stuff. It's up on a hill. Mate, look, I'm the first to admit that it needs work. 100%. Right? But is rugby league all about, you know, caviar and bloody, you know, champagne and all that sort of stuff? I know there's a place in for all that, but there is also a place for families and people. Did you see, I don't know if you saw last week on the hill, did you see the hill? Mate, it was all packed, jam-packed of families. Right, even my brother-in-laws, they're all Tiger supporters. All them, their daughters, right? So they all went. They were all at the Orange Grove Hotel having a beer before. Mate's packed, and then all of a sudden, it's a bit like if you've never done the walk, because they call it the Tigers Walk, right? Behind the ground, and if you've never done it before, you've got to do it because it's a lot like the Viking Clap. That's synonymous with the Canberra Raiders now. Right, so I don't know if anyone's never done that, they've got to do it, and you know, there's so many supporters, mate. You know, we go all over the place, all of us, right? There's so many Tiger supporters out there. Now, I'm not taking anything away from the West Magpies. I wish them well. I hope they do well too, right? I'm just talking about the eighth wonder of the world at Leichhardt. Now, if they did it up and did a job, I'm not saying make it all golden, you know, basins and stuff like that. I'm talking about doing it up so people can enjoy it. The other thing about Leichhardt Oval is it's not just the NRL. Mate, people play soccer there. They play rugby union there.
Yep.
Mate, it's a community-based place. And, you know, I reckon they've got to do something. And, mate, there's little plans in motion now to do a big walk. To do that walk with all the fans and all that sort of stuff, and try and save it.
So the walk is a protest? Is it to raise awareness?
Well, not a protest, just a support. You know, I suppose it's just copying off what South did, really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But there was a lot of Balmain people when South marched that marched with them. I reckon there's be a lot of people that will march. Or come for the walk or the day or whatever it is that aren't Balmain supporters or West Tiger supporters.
Just footy fans.
Fans.
Can I ask, Bob, with the joint venture, what's the ideal scenario in terms of where you play? Is it the right model at the moment, 5 Leichhardt, 5 Campbelltown, 2 Combank Stadium or country or wherever.
It depends on what your gender is. It depends on whether they want to have the champagne and all the caviar and the beautiful ground and all that sort of stuff. If that was the case, you'd try and do a deal with Combat Stadium. Mm. If that was the case, or you'd try and do it out at Homebush. Is that Acor Stadium now? They changed the name so much. I forget. Yeah. Acor Stadium. Yeah. If you wanted that, but mate, suburban grounds. And Lodge, you mentioned before about playing at Leichhardt. Mate, I was talking to Willie Mason, had never played at Leichhardt when he was playing. And Willie said to me one day, "Now I know what you blokes are talking about." Mm. He played there because the fans, you can almost reach out and touch the players. And I think that closeness and the hill and the family feel to it. You know, there was a couple of little scuffles on the hill last week. And guess what they highlighted? A couple of little scuffles on the hill.
But there's a scuffle at the
Scuffles everywhere.
Yeah. The other thing that I wasn't aware of, and I heard you talk last night about, and it sort of blew me away, was the fact that you're going to the game on Monday.
Monday, yeah.
But you're going as an invited guest.
Of Parramatta.
Have you ever been invited to West Tigers
Not really, mate.
Games?
No.
Well, how does that make you feel?
Well, mate, it makes me feel terrible. But what happened was, right, and I explained it last night for those who didn't hear it. And, mate, Western Suburbs Magpies have been going for 100 years, right? So I'm not leaving them out, right? And then the Balmain Tigers have been going for 100 years. And then you had this new club, the West Tigers, that were formed. We were told that young kids growing up now, or young kids, will follow the West Tigers and Benji and all that. That's fine. I reckon that's unbelievable. Good on you. I follow Benji and Robbie and all them too. I loved it when they won in 2005. But what happened was, in my opinion, they discarded 200 years of heritage.
Mm.
Yeah. You can't do that. Mm. Could you imagine how you'd feel, Laurie? Just say Canberra Raiders had a takeover or whatever, and then all of a sudden, you know, Laurie Daly, Mal Meninga, you know, all those sort of guys are not even thought of.
No. Well, that's one thing that our club do very well. They include you everything that is going on.
But you're not amalgamated.
No,
see, so.
that's exactly right. And it must be difficult for players, ex-players, to feel a part of it when you're not included in things.
Just hear me out just here, just one second. The 16,000 at Leichhardt Oval last week isn't the same 16,000 that goes to Campbelltown.
No.
So say Campbelltown had a crowd of 16,000. It's not the same crowd that goes to Leichhardt. It's a whole different game. If you look at it, I'm not 100% sure, but I think between Leichhardt Oval and Campbelltown, I think it's about 60 kilometres.
Yeah.
It's massive.
Distance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's massive. And then they're talking about, oh, well, you know, we might build a ground out at Liverpool. What for?
Yeah.
You already got two grounds. Do them up. And the other one too is, you know, and a lot of people have been saying, I've been saying it for ages, Penrith, good on you. I'm glad you got your 300 million. How about copping 200 and giving 50 mil to two other clubs so they can do that? And then you do three grounds up.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, Block, because I don't know how the West Tigers go about it, because I hear you guys passionately talking about Leichhardt.
Yeah.
And I'd reckon that a lot of West 100% ex-players would not be wanting to...
100%. I'm not leaving them out, you know. I'm only talking on behalf of what we believe. And, mate, I'd get on board with them too if they, you know, if they were thinking about doing something, we'd try and get on board with them. 100%. But we're talking about the eighth wonder of the world.
Well, at least on the field, what a performance. The Benji era's first win. Yeah. What did you make of them? And what have you noticed, the sort of subtle things that Benji's put in?
I'll tell you, first off, the thing that I notice is what a leader Appy Coruscant is.
Oh, good player.
Good player, isn't he?
But not only that, like he was crook all week. That's and right. then come out and put a performance on like that. What have I noticed? The biggest thing I noticed about the week before when they played the Canberra Raiders, I thought, and Laurie and I were talking about it last week, I thought their ruck was ordinary. I thought in this game they dominated in the ruck. Mm. So that, to me, was the difference in the game. I know they scored plenty of points, but they kept the opposition to zero, who's not a bad side, the Sharks, too. You know, and I don't know whether they underestimated them or it was the Leichhardt factor or whatever it was, but the thing that really stood out to me was the West Tigers had scored. They went to a shot in the box of Benji Marshall. Now, everyone in the box was jumping around, yahooing and carrying on. Benji was just sitting there nice, calm, meek, mild, mannered. Mm. And I thought, you know, my first thought was, you know what? He expects this from him. This isn't something that he's going to jump around out of the ordinary. This is what he expects. This is what they train for all off-season. From all reports, when you talk to the players, I talked to a few of the players, mate, they reckon he's unbelievable. An unbelievable, personable person. One-on-one. And I reckon a lot of coaching, you know, Lozo, I don't know if you're the same as me, mate, if I went in a shed at halftime when I was playing 100 years ago, blokes could wax on lyrical coaches for 10 minutes. I didn't hear a word they said. But if they said to me, mate, listen, I need you to blah, 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 if it was one-on-one, they got more reaction than, you know, than blokes talking for 10 minutes, you know what I mean?
Well, these days it's a coaching staff. That's the way they 100%. Set it up. So you're, as a coach back in when we were playing, you didn't have a lot of assistants. Mm. The assistants do a lot of the technical work.
Yeah.
You know, they're out there doing, yeah, tackle, pass, run, lines, all those type of things. Whereas the coach oversees it all and has input here and there and direct feedback to the player. So man management skill is so important.
Mm.
And giving honest, direct feedback, and the way you do that is more important, I believe, than what the X's and O's are, because you've got other people that can do that. Mm. But if you're a good man manager, you'll certainly get the best out in players.
What about South? If you're the coach of South, what would you be doing, Block?
Well, yeah, mate, it's a tough time for them, isn't it? South Sydney side. Look, do you know what I'd be doing, mate? Whenever, and I don't know if they still do this, Loz, and I reckon you would have done it, and I reckon, Clarky, you would have done it in cricket. A lot of times it's like self-analysing your performances with your team. There's a lot of times when we were going bad and all of a sudden, righto, no coaches, no nothing, let's go out and let's have an honesty thing with each other. I reckon that can turn things around. Maybe they need to have a good, long, hard look at themselves. There is rumours that Sam Burgess might come back. I keep hearing it.
Hasn't taken long.
Hey? No. Well, I keep hearing it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I don't think he'd come back under the current regime.
Don't you?
Based on how he left last year.
It depends.
I think there'd have to be a fair bit of change at that club, both player and personnel.
It depends what your goal is. It depends what he wants to do. You know what I mean? So he's having success over there at Warrington. Mm. I'm always a great fan. If you want to be a first grade coach eventually down the track, you've got to go away and have your own team, probably not in first grade. You know what I mean? And then come back.
I agree with you, Block. As a coach, I think you need your own team.
Yeah. You've got to run the whole thing.
Rather than being an assistant. I think that's a better pathway for you. But sometimes beggars can't be choosers. If an opportunity arises, you've got to take it.
But a South going to come good, or is the pressure going to really start to mount on them? I didn't mind what the Bulldogs did last week at Belmore. Mate, they're no shoe-ins to win South.
No, it's an interesting game, isn't it? If South lose this... Jeez.
Well, you know how the news cycle works. If South win this game, they're back and the attention and the focus is all of a sudden off them and they're trying to find another angle on some other team.
Yeah.
So that's why it's so important for
South. So the Tigers...
That's why it's so important for South.
The narrative will be if the Tigers get beat by Parramatta on Monday, it was only a flash in the pan. One hot day doesn't make a summer. That's what they'll say.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
That's why we love it, because we all got an opinion and we all can take different angles on how it's going to unfold.
We start tonight at Allianz Stadium. The Roosters up against Penrith with Sam Walker and Luke Keary. Good to go in the halves. Brad Schneider comes in for Nathan Cleary. And the market with Tab, well, we have the Roosters. It's flipped on its head with the Nathan Cleary news, of course. The Roosters, $1.52. The Panthers, $2.55. Plus 5.5 are the premiers at the line. And M. Geyer, Maverick.
Good. Maverick.
Set to debut
good
for
is
the
it?
Panthers.
How good is it? I hope he's as wild as his old man.
No, we don't.
Yes, I do. I do.
No, we don't.
Mental as anything.
Did he ever get you?
Oh, MG.
Oh, he would have tried, for sure. Yeah. No doubt.
Mm.
Mate, And then,
keep away from that song,
then after the game, one of the great G-ups of all time.
Yeah.
Well, I just loved the G-up.
It's a great play, MG.
Oh,
trying to decapitate people.
Mate, his go was, like, I remember on the 1990 Kangaroo Tour when, everyone was sort of leaving. And people that he didn't have much to do with on the tour. Yeah, there's one in particular.
Yes.
He sort of went up to him and gave him the big hug, mate, I'm going to miss you and all that, you know. Give him the big spiel. And as he's doing that, give him a cuddle. He's looking at all the other group going, what about this one? Behind his back.
Yeah, I never really got over that loss. Yeah.
funny man.
Good man.
Anyway, what are we doing, Bok?
Who wins,
mate? I'm going to go for the Roosters purely because Cleary's out. But mate, it'll be a close game. I love the Roosters' outside backs. Wow, can't they attack? Second in the comp at the moment. They've lost their last eight against Penrith. Can you believe that? What about that for having a Wood on a side? Mm. But Dom Young, mate. Gee, I love him in the open. I've got him. I've backed him this week to score. Anyway, I'm allowed to say that, but anyway, I have. I think, you know, if the Roosters are going to win, it's going to be now. I think it's their time. I think the Roosters will beat Penrith this weekend.
I think it'll be a tight game. I don't think it'll be a high scoring affair. I reckon Keary will get a workout off Liam Martin. But I just think the Roosters are playing some really good footy at this stage. And without Nathan Cleary, I like young Snyder. I think he'll be good. But the Roosters for mine at home to get the job done.
Panthers for me.
Roosters 13 plus.
What? 13 plus?
Yeah, nuts, isn't it?
This is three-time premiers.
Yeah, I know. It's disrespectful. This business is all about profit, though, Block.
You're putting your hard earn on? You're maybe. Fat? You're lovely?
It's Easter.
What's that got to do with it?
Not much.
Stick a couple of eggs on it.
Yeah, it's a couple of chalky eggs. Yeah, good. I hate that they're hollow.
Multi is open. Don't forget the standard multi. No show tomorrow. No show Monday with the public holidays. So Loz is going early. He's going hard. And he's going with this tomorrow. Yep, Saturday. Sorry, at Rose Hill.
Yeah, Saturday. Race 4, number 11, High Dandy to run top 4. And then Rose Hill, race 7, number 1, Orchestral to win. And that's paying $5. It's been a bit difficult midday because I had to do it on a Wednesday. And there was no forecast of rain either. So there's been rain. So has that affected the track? Do we know? Look, this is...
A lot of excuses have just come out.
Well, I'm a bit worried. I just walked outside and it's raining. And yeah, it was pouring with rain this morning at my house. I need to know the track conditions. Affected by multi.
Why don't they give you the opportunity to do it the day off?
Because we're not working.
Good point. So what did you do it Tuesday?
I had to do it yesterday.
And there's no show tomorrow. Mm. So he's got to... We've got to sell it today.
Sell it today.
You blokes are elitist. How come you're not working tomorrow?
We just do as we're told.
Mate, I would work.
Some of us are, Block.
I'm a company man.
I am.
Some of us are working, buddy.
Good, mate. You're a company man.
Of course I am. Mm.
At a price.
The right
we
price.
All have a price.
It's that Steve Blocker Roach you're hearing with us this morning as we preview round 4 in the NRL and we go to... So we all tip the Roosters except for your good self.
I'm going with the Panthers.
He's going Panthers
tonight.
Mm. I'm going GF again for Panthers. I know they haven't got Cleary, but I still... Mate, they've proven they can win without him.
Mate, how good are their young centres now?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You got a theory on halfback injuries you were telling us about as well.
There's no blockers anymore. There's no one covering for halves. Everyone's going after the halves. Do you watch the Tigers last week, how they went after Haynes? Kicked out in the full twice. Pressure on the kicker.
Yeah.
No blockers.
Coming from
no
the
one,
line
yeah.
these days because it's hard to get from
so
marker.
What you, so, Loz, when you're getting attacked like that madly what, and you're kicking and you get attacked by the second marker or a charger coming out of the line, what do? You get a bit deeper or a bit wider? Or what
well,
do you do?
I know. Well, a lot of teams use fullbacks as the carrier of the ball to get a fast play the ball. Also, so they've got another extra number in the line for the chase.
Mm.
I'm thinking you might have to revert back. Excuse me. Revert back to the old days where you always had an inside option. So if they came out at you from marker or from the line to put pressure on you as a kicker, you just tipped it on the inside to your fullback. And your fullback was then the second option. Or you've got a two-pass play. So depending on what and how teams go about putting on their kick pressure, you've just got to have another
option. Of course,
option
did you see kick out? He terrorised the halfback for the Titans last week. Absolutely terrorised him.
He certainly
Tanner Boyd.
Did.
Hey? He'd be still having. Yeah. He wouldn't be able to sleep this week. Oh. Hey?
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Good Friday, and it is the traditional Bunnies v Dogs match. The Bunnies $1.48, the Dogs $2.65 plus 6.5 at the line, coming off that good win over the Titans last week. The Bunnies coming off the awful defeat to their arch rivals, the Roosters. Good to see Cookies back in the starting lineup, Loz.
Oh, most definitely. And he explained it to us earlier in the week that it was for reasons because he'd been suffering an injury. Good to see Thomas Burgess back in the pack. And I think they had to start big and strong with their best forward pack. And I think Thomas is one of those players that starts. Excuse me, I don't know what's happening with my voice.
You need a drink, Loz? You need a Red Bull?
Do you want, I'll take over for
keep
you.
Keep going,
I'll keep going, mate. The Bunnies, gee, I don't know, they've got to play their way out of this. And I did the Bulldogs game last week. Reed Marnie was at his pesty best. I mean, he's always in the face of oppositions, and there's always something that happens in Good Friday games. You know, I reckon this is going to be a quite tasty sort of game, this one. Kickow's in unbelievable form. I've never seen him play as well. Always known what a great ball runner he is and all that sort of stuff. But now he's doing all the little stuff, you know, taking the ball off his own line. Kick chase, first down there. He terrorised Tanner Boyd, the kickers. You wouldn't see that from Kickow a few years ago. Mm. He'd just stay out on his edge and just wait for something to happen. Now he's making things happen. Mate, you know what? I don't want to bash South when they're down, but I'm going to go the upset. I think the Dogs are playing well enough. Mate, did you see Carraz in that play last week? Mm. Carraz, Crichton, Tracy, all those sort of guys. I think they've got points in them. I think the Bulldogs will win.
Yeah, I think this will be a terrific match block. I'm going South because I think they have to win. But if they make 15 errors and close to 40 missed tackles like they did last week, they won't be getting the victory. I think you're right in everything you said. Carraz was fantastic. Crichton's a good player. Connor Tracy. Josh Adokar's been named on the bench. If he comes back, who do you drop? I'm nearly dropping Blake Taff. I think, and then put Connor Tracy back to fullback. Mm. I think sides now are starting to bomb Blake.
Yeah, they are.
And I think that will be his issue moving forward.
Tell you what, he's good in attack, buddy.
Oh,
he's,
mate, he
sniffs
is.
Out
yep.
Breaks
no,
and all that
he
sort
is,
of stuff.
But I think the fact that teams will now put him under pressure and compete for that ball, that's something that he's going to have to work hard on. And the fact that you can't have blockers these days. Not yeah. you, blocker, but,
no,
you know.
Other blockers.
Yeah, other blockers.
Yeah. running the blokes
running
off
the
ball.
Off the ball. Mm. I think that sort of isolates him a lot more. So that'll be a bit of a worry I would have. But anyway, I'll go South Sydney just with the fact that they have to win.
Yep, Rabbitohs for me.
I love the Dogs at the plus.
What start have they got there?
6.5. Look, I'm tipping South, but gosh, my bet is Dogs plus 6.5. We'll put that in Maltese for sure. We go to Friday night, the Queensland Derby between the Brisbane Broncos and the North Queensland Cowboys. It is $1.90 each of two. The bookies can't split them. Skinny line, the Broncos are plus 1.5 at that line. And we see Tristan Saylor's in there at fullback for Reece Walsh, of course. Zach Laybutt's back for the Cowboys as well. He's made a pretty good impression early in his NRL career as well. How do you see this playing out, considering who's out for the Broncos, although Adam Reynolds is back?
Yeah, the good thing is Reynolds is back. Tristan Saylor did a wonderful job for him last year when he filled in. You remember how electric he was? So, yeah, obviously they'll lose a lot without Walsh in there, but, you know, Saylor will do a good job. I just think the Broncos haven't hit their straps yet. I, I think at home, I think they might be too good for the Cowboys, who have been the surprise packet, really, out of mind, out of sight. They're on top of the comp, aren't they, at the moment, the Cowboys?
Only undefeated team.
Yeah, only undefeated team. And, I just think the Broncos are going to get going, and I reckon it'll be in this game.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people are waiting for the Broncos to get going, but can they do it without paying Haas? You know, he's their number one meter eater. And their forward pack certainly doesn't look as strong as what it was last year. And the strength of the Cowboys is that forward pack. I haven't been taken yet by the Cowboys, even though they've won three in a row. Mm. Back line for the Broncos is very good. I can understand, I suppose, you know, looking at it from a point of view of punting $1.90 each, a lot of people can't split them. But I'll lean towards the Cowboys. Given I think it's a team that they've put on the park now for the last few weeks, whereas the Broncos have chopped and changed a little bit. Still some question marks about Adam Reynolds. Good to see Corey Oates back into the team on the bench. He'll probably play in a bit of back row at some point in time. I think if key for mine is Ezra. If Ezra Mann can have a good game, like he did in that grand final last year, then the Broncos will win, but he's been a little bit quiet for mine to start the season. So he'll either explode in this game or Tommy Dearden will be the best player on the field. Because I think Tommy Dearden will be up for a big game.
I'm going Broncos.
Cowboys for me. Then we go to the match, 5:30 Fox League Saturday, St. George Illawarra, $3.25. The Manly Sea Eagles, $1.35 plus 7.5. The Dragons at the line here. This match is being played at Wynn Stadium there in Wollongong. And Block, it's just a bizarre game between the Dragons and the Cowboys last week, with the Dragons up 18-4 and then conceding 42 straight points in barely 40 minutes of footy.
I couldn't believe it when I looked at it. And they just got off to a great start, and everyone would have been thinking, hello, the Dragons are back. A little bit of a hiccup the week before, but if it's a fast track, if we don't get a lot of rain over the weekend, it's a fast track down there in Wollongong. Mate, I can't see the Seagulls losing. They've just got too much pace.
Jeez, they looked good in the first 20 minutes last week against Parramatta. They moved the football. They got speed out wide. Daly Cherry Evans is playing great along with Brooks. And I think some of the players in their forward pack are playing their best football. Paseka.
Ola Kawatu.
Young Ben Trbojevic is playing well. They're just too good. They'll get the job done against the Drags.
Yeah, Manly.
Manly it is all round. Then we go to Gold Coast and the Dolphins. This is a tight market. This is the Saturday night game with Gold Coast. $2.15, slight outsiders, plus 2.5 at the line. The Dolphins are $1.70. And, with this game, the big news this week, Tino out, and the Titans are now favourites in the most losses market block.
Well, who's going to put their hand up now? With big Tino out for the Titans, out for the rest of the season. I've got to say, I was really disappointed. Poor fellas. Going to sit out the season now. Yeah. I was looking forward to Origin and him playing for Australia and all that sort of stuff, but that won't be happening now, and we wish him a speedy recovery. I don't know what's happened to the Titans. I don't know. I haven't seen the Bulldogs beat anyone. What was it, 32-0 last week? No, weren't able to score. Kieran Foran looked a little bit underdone. Tanner Boyd looked like he was the deer in the headlights. I don't know how they're going to come out of this. This for mine, I think the Dolphins will win and win well. I think this is a 13-plus game, this one.
Jaden Campbell back. Yeah. David Fifita might be a late in.
Yeah, it gives them a bit more strike if both those players play. I can't tip the Titans off the back of last week. And I know that they've only played two games. The Dolphins, their first game, they were poor. But in that second game, they really turned it on. And I thought they played some really good footy. Hemiso at the back. Jeez, if he can bring that, back up that performance before
he's
the bye. He alone can cause the Titans plenty of drama. So I just think they'll just be too professional, the Dolphins.
Dolphins.
We're up to the Warriors and the Knights. This game in Auckland, 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Sunday afternoon. The market with Tab has the Warriors $1.42 or minus 7.5. Newcastle $2.90 coming off an unconvincing win against the Melbourne Storm last week. Block, the Warriors, Canberra really served it up to them, but they pulled away late in the second half to get the 2 points last Friday night. Interesting game, this. How do you see it?
The great thing about the Warriors, in my opinion, is they create so many opportunities. I love the way they play. I've said it before, the players in motion. And, mate, they Roger Tuivasa-Sheck moving back to
fullback. Back to fullback,
yeah. Back
to fullback. Wow.
When's,
who would have thought?
When's Nickel Klokstad back?
Who would have thought, Middo?
Back next week.
Yeah, he's the regular fullback's still unavailable.
Yeah.
Don't care. Who would have thought, huh? I got laughed at.
You didn't get laughed
at. I got laughed at. Who would have thought?
Did anyone see the Knights in Melbourne last week? The two fullbacks, unbelievable. Mm. Like Ponga for the Newcastle Knights, they don't win if he doesn't play.
Yeah.
And Pappenhausen was unbelievable. Both fullbacks were great, but too many try scoring opportunities for the Warriors. Wade Egan, I hope he's back. He's named in the side every week and he doesn't play. So, mate, they're a different side when he plays. And they've got that combination with Fanua Blake. And, mate, I think the Warriors will win this one at home.
I like the Warriors too. I like the style of footy they play. I think they've got a really tough forward pack. Big for Newcastle, because the last time they went over to New Zealand, they got hammered in that semi-final. Mm. Not playing anywhere near as confidently.
What's
as
missing
they were.
Was this Newcastle side so far?
Just the connection in terms of when they're moving the ball and right times to move the ball, it's just not clicking for them. Possibly trying to establish the fancy plays before the tough plays. You'd have to ask them individually whether they just thought or just assumed that we're going to roll on into the next year after having a successful back end of the season, which sides can be guilty of doing. They just think, oh, well, we've found their rhythm without doing the hard yards and being able to apply themselves and get ready to go again the next season. I'll tell you what, I think they've found one in Kai Pierce-Paul.
He's a good player.
He's a good player, mate. Yeah. If you're a fullback, if you're
running
a Kalen,
off him, wouldn't you?
Oh, or a half. Mm. If you pass the ball to him, you're doubling and keeping yourself alive because he's got that one arm offload.
Well, he's been standing in tackles all night. And I did that game last week, and I'm thinking, where's his support?
There was no close support.
No one there.
But no, he looks a really good player. But I'm going Warriors.
I'm with you, Warriors.
Warriors it is, then on Sunday evening at Shark Park, Cronulla and Canberra. And the market has the Sharks $1.58 or -3.5 at the line, Canberra $2.40. And we spoke about this game this morning, Blocker, considering, well, Loz is surprised at the price of his Raiders, considering who is out for the Cronulla Sharks with some key forwards out for them, the likes of Toby Rudolph. Who else have we got out there? Royce Hunt, Dale Finucane, and Hamlin Ueli's still out as well.
Yeah. Look, I think the Tigers showed the formula to beat the Sharks last week, attacking Hines. He kicked out in the full a couple of times. I reckon Ricky Stewart would have sat back and watched that video. I reckon with all those forwards out and the forward pack that the Canberra Raiders have got, I reckon they're going to go after the Sharks this weekend on their home ground. I think the Canberra Raiders.
I like the Raiders this week. Usually, I would say going to Shark Park, they would struggle because it's a difficult place to win for whatever reason. Jordan Rapana plays his 200th game for the club, so well done to him. I like the look of young Morgan Smithies in the back row. I think he's been a revelation for the Raiders. Well, Nicho Hynes, I think, will bounce back. I think Nicho...
But I reckon they'll go after him.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I think you've got to put him under pressure because I think he's the key. And I reckon the strength of the Raiders is their forward pack. And with the Sharks having a weakened forward pack, I think that's where the Raiders' advantage will come.
You're going well when you can't get Emre Guler and Corey Horsburgh into your team.
Is Horsburgh on the bench yet? Yeah. Or is he...
So he returned to New South Wales Cup last week, not in the 17.
Yeah. Oh, you're going all right. Yeah.
Hosking's on the bench. Hosking's been superb.
He's been outstanding. You know, young Trey Mooney, too, has been playing really good football.
Is he the fullback in reserve?
He's the front rower.
Oh, who's
so
the,
Chevy
who's
Stewart
the,
is
Chevy,
the fullback.
Chevy, Chevy. That's, yeah. I've seen him. Geez, he can
play.
He's
a really good player.
He's not far off.
Like Zach Wolford can't make the team. KO Weeks, like, gee, you're going all right.
Yeah, got some depth.
Loz was laughed at
yep,
when sure he put was. the Raiders in his eight.
Yeah, we're still ridiculed. He's still a long way to go.
What do you mean in the eight? He had him in the four, didn't he?
I wasn't that optimistic.
I'm Raiders.
Yeah. Raiders.
Yeah, I'm going to tip the Sharks here. And then we go to Monday, Easter Monday, Combank Stadium. It will be packed. Parramatta $1.47. The West Tigers, the in-form West Tigers at $2.70 or plus 6.5. They are at the line. Loz will have a multi on the Matty John show on Sunday evening, a same-game multi for this game as well, which you may as well tease us with today as well, Loz.
Well, I'll give you one leg of the multi that I'll put in. And it'll be a 1-12 margin.
Right.
All right. It'll be a 1-12 margin. So now that I've said 1-12, I like Parramatta just.
Tigers
to going to fall into the Tigers, but I want them to do it a little bit more consistently. And Pup made a good point. I don't know whether it's in the break or whether we're on air, when you said they did it last year. They had a good victory.
Well, we beat
and
you reminded me
they beat Penrith and then the next week they fell over. So I'll wait until they can start putting performance after performance together before I'd be confident in betting on them. But without Mitch Moses and his kicking game and his direction, a lot of pressure on their young halves in Taulagi and Dylan Brown. So Dylan Brown's been a bit quiet. I reckon he might be in for a big game. So I'll go Parramatta.
I think this one will be a lot closer than everyone thinks. Moses, he controls everything for the Parramatta side. If the Tigers can come out and attack with their defence like they did last week against the Sharks, they're in with a big shot here. But, I mean, I can't. I mean, if you're putting money on it, I think you've got to go Parramatta. If you're putting your hard earned Sorry.
Yeah.
Tigers, he'll say.
What?
Parramatta. Oh,
Pop!
I'm just telling you who I think's going to win. Didn't tell you who I was going
You're
for.
Cold-hearted.
No, we're both going for the Tigers, but we don't think they can
I want the Tigers to win, but I don't think they'll beat Parra.
Young Lachie Galvin has done a really good job, hasn't he?
He has, mate. He has. It's a bit funny when a young kid comes into your team and he's your best player for the first couple of weeks. Do you know what I mean? The big test for Lachie, I honestly think that he's a couple of off seasons away from being what he is actually going to be as a player. He's got all the skills, good kicking game. The big test for him is going to be longevity and lasting for 30 weeks in this competition. That's the hard part. But what I've seen so far, geez, he's got some talent.
He's going to be a big kid when he fills out.
Yeah, I reckon he blitzed all the fitness stuff as well.
Yeah. Is he... he's only two games into a first grade career, but he looks as though he's going to be a big kid when he feels out. He might be a back rower.
I think he played in the back row in the Australian schoolboys, I think.
Right. He looks like he's going to turn into a back rower at some stage.
I saw him down in Canberra before the game and wished him the best and all that in the tunnel. I thought he was a ball boy. He looked about 12. Honestly, no, he looked about 12. Yeah. Honestly. But he's a big lump of a kid. Yeah. But, mate, he's handled it good. He's gone good. But as I said, the big test for him is going to be doing it for 30 weeks or 24 weeks or whatever it is.
Para 13 plus. Well, that's it.
You're
Easter.
Heartless, Middo. You know you've got some Tiger men here.
He doesn't care. No emotional attachment for me.
No.
He isn't.
Not when he's talking through his kick.
Has he got no emotion?
It's all about zipper.
The fat.
It's how I bet these days. It doesn't work for me. Don't worry.
What do you got over the long weekend, Block?
Mate, I'm doing the Bulldogs and South game, and then I'm doing the Sharks and
Raiders game.
Raiders, yeah. I'm looking forward
to that. Perfect. Busy weekend for you.
Busy weekend. And
any
then
Easter eggs?
Sorry?
Any Easter eggs?
Yeah, I like solid ones, not and hollow. That's a rip. I reckon it's
more
a rip-off.
More bang for your buck.
I reckon it's a rip-off.
The hollow ones?
Yeah. Because there's nothing in them. Unless they have
well, you're getting
Smarties
more value,
or a toy
aren't
or
you?
Something.
A little toy in there.
What are those ones with the toy in there?
Kinder Surprise.
Kinder Surprise. That's
the one. Called having a
daughter. Good chocolate, actually, Kinder Surprise.
Not too bad. Yeah.
Very good.
I've never had a bad chocolate. It's like having a bad beer. I've never had a bad beer neither. Have you?
Oh, 90% dark chocolate. Oh, that doesn't taste good.
That doesn't count.
Doesn't count?
That's not
okay.
Chocolate.
Fine.
Dark chocolate. It's not chocolate.
Yeah, if someone gave you dark chocolate on Easter Sunday, I mean,
give it back. Watching your weight.
What happens when you give it back?
Lower cows. What are we here for that?
You know what you do with that sort of chocolate? Re-gift it.
I'm a re-gift man. Re-gift. At times.
What have you re-gifted?
I re-gift a lot of things.
This is great. Tell. We need more.
Oh, what have I re-gifted?
Insight into what you re-gift. I bet bottles of champagne because I can't see you or unless you give them to the lovely.
No, I've re-gifted like scotches and things like that because I don't drink this.
You don't drink it, yeah.
No. just trying to think what else I've re-gifted. There's other things I've re-gifted. I give it away.
Well, you get given a lot, so I guess I get it.
But I give stuff away.
You're a good bloke.
Mate, most definitely. Don't wrap it up.
Or a card. You put a card in
there. Nah, just here you go.
There, mate. There,
probably should have re-gifted something to your wife for a birthday yesterday or the day before.
The what?
You should have re-gifted something to your wife for a birthday. You got her nothing.
No.
Did you? Did you end up getting her a card?
Nope.
You're a disgrace, Loz.
No present, no card.
I thought you were romantic.
No flower.
Nothing.
Not even one flower.
It's romantic.
Picked it from,
way.
The garden. You could even just got it from the garden. Just the thought.
No. She understands. She knows where I'm coming from.
I'm sure. 30 years married. I'm sure she
understands.
We've
got a trip coming up later in the year.
There you go. Ah, right.
Saving for the trip.
Yeah, most definitely. Mm. Yep, can't spend
romance
it all.
Will be
flower from the garden
in full swing much. On the trip.
No flowers in the garden.
Thank you, Stephen.
See you guys.